tabla master Zakir Hussain is on tour. Hussain is widely acknowledged as the best tabla player in the world. Zakir Hussain has spent decades pushing the simple Indian drums to make exquisite music. He's also spent much of his career collaborating with other artists, both famous and little known. The results are evident in his latest show, where he brings together classical Indian musicians with percussionists from Colombia and Burkina Faso. I was lucky enough to see this rare combination of musicians at Berkeley's Zellerbach Hall recently, and I'm thrilled now to be joined by Zakir Hussain. Zakir G, welcome to NPR.
Thank you, Deepaji. It's great to talk to you. I'm glad you came to the concert.
I have to say, it looked like you were having such a good time up there. Like, you all were like friends from long years ago.
And yes.
I wonder how it comes together. Are you composing the pieces and then giving the other artists an arrangement to execute, or are you all in a room jamming together and the songs are kind of born from there?
Well, I would not consider myself good enough to be able to tell these great masters what to do. I just basically look at what each one of them brings onto the table and find a way to make it all sort of tied together into a chain, as sort of like a multi-chords being wound around and then becomes a rope. It's a process that includes the audiences. You might have noticed in the concert, the music responded to how the audiences responded.
I was super curious, as we're all entering Berkeley Zellerbach Hall, there were so many South Asians, young and old, parents bringing their children. And I have to say, I have been in the same venue to see African drumming, and there are very few Indians, if any at all. And I'm wondering if you feel like part of what you're doing is maybe introducing a diaspora through your music that they know and love to some other traditions as well.
That is the plan. That is the idea. I mean, music or rhythms, they have no boundaries, no fences. And so it is up to us to be able to recognize that open field and go out there and walk through it. There are inbuilt hesitancies. Indians like to listen to Bollywood music, or some diehards like to listen to classical music. And so this whole process should be experienced, because it ignites inside of you respect and reverence of other cultures.
You also, Zakir G, do something that not many do, which is use your name and your maestro status to bring lesser known artists, still incredibly talented musicians, but lesser known, onto a stage. But you've also played with musicians who are hugely known, from the Grateful Dead to George Harrison. You know, how do you walk that line between going towards the big names but seeking out those who are very talented yet not well known?
Well, didn't they do the same to me? People like George and the Grateful Dead, they took me, a relatively unknown person, and brought me onto the stage with them and showed the audience that there exists a traditional young player who fits just as easily in today's world of rhythmic ideas.
Yeah. doing this now since you were a wee boy. You're now in your early 70s. What do you get out of performing, Zakirji?
It's the need or the quest to be able to learn more. I mean, every time I encounter a percussion maestro from some part of the world who I've never heard before, and then I interact with them and we work together, the way they respond, it shows me another shade of my own self that I had neglected or not seen. I'm seeing it through their eyes and hearing it through their ears. And so that just keeps it very exciting.
I want to jump in here to just ask what might seem like a silly question, but it was the question that I couldn't get out of my head the entire time I was watching you, so I'm going to ask it. You were getting so many different sounds from your tablas, and your fingers were flying so fast. I want to know if your fingers hurt when you're done performing. How do you feel after the show?
What a silly question. Well, actually, I'm 72 years old, and the bones will start to feel the strain. But each one of us, a student of tabla, are given a particular set of exercises. And those exercises I've been doing for decades. They help to keep the hands and the arms and the elbows and the fingers in, touch wood, decent enough shape to be able to operate at the level that they need to. What's interesting about this set of exercises, it's not the same for each tabla player. Like, for instance, my brothers, who also studied with my dad, have been given a different set of exercises, which I don't know what they are. It's a personal, intimate transmission that your guru gives to you, judging what it is that you need to do to be able to keep your body flexible enough to be able to deliver on stage.
Yeah. I wonder, do you see yourself as more than just the tabla player? It feels like the tabla and you are now synonymous. You are the tabla is you.
Well, since I was 2 years or 3 years old, it's been with me. I've worked with it, I've slept with it on my table, on my bed, just been day in and day out conversing with it. The spirit of this particular instrument, tabla, has adopted me, has embraced me, has made me its mate. And this relationship has strengthened over decades. And without my instrument there, it is difficult for me to be able to put into words that which I'm thinking when it comes to time.
Yeah. I have one final question for you. So India currently has an awful record of targeting and persecuting Muslims. And as we know, the government is a Hindu fundamentalist rule, and there's been hatred towards Muslims evident even in local communities. I wonder if you, as a Muslim, have any feelings on this. And do you ever weigh in and use your prominent position to speak out on political issues?
Well, India is a very interesting animal in that way, because there may be a little hesitancy or suspicions when it comes to Muslims. But when it comes to art, whether it is Muslim Indian actors or Muslim Indian musicians and all, they are revered. They are loved. This kind of contradiction is kind of hard to understand for me. I feel that one of the things that happens in India, we generalize. And so if there's one bad entity, then everyone in that community is a bad entity. I hope that we realize that everyone is not bad. There are elements that may be a little negative, and that is something that we need to somehow find a way to correct. But in the process, do not turn the whole blanket over everyone else with the same stamp.
Grammy-winning tabla master Zakir Hussain. He's currently on tour. Zakir G, thank you so much for joining us on Here and Now.
Thank you, Deepa. You've been very kind. Take care of yourself, and my love and hugs to all the listeners.